Is it difficult for you to ask for help? I know it is for some of you. How do I know? Because I know it is for me. It takes one to know one. So why is it hard to ask for help? Well, I dug a bit deeper into my own thoughts about it and came up with three reasons why I, at times in the past, have not wanted to ask for help. See if you relate to any of these. Number one, I want to do things for myself. I'll take care of it. I like to do things on my own because I like to know how to do things. I want to learn, and it does build confidence, strength, and self-sufficiency. Number two, I don't want to bother you with my need. You've got plenty on your plate, so I hate to ask you to help me. If I'm honest, often when I do ask for help, it can end up not getting done the way I would really prefer it to be done, so I'd just rather do it myself. Number three, if I ask you for help, you'll see my weakness. Do any of those sound familiar? The roots of those reasons are pride, control, and fear. Yep, pride sounds like this: no one can do it like me, I don't need you. Control sounds like this: I want it done my way, I don't want your help. Fear sounds like this: I'm afraid of what you'll think of me, and I'm afraid of depending on you, because in the past I've been let down and I can't trust you will follow through. Did I step on any other toes? We are in desperate need of help. When we come to that awareness, then and only then can we freely ask for it and freely receive it. Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. I came across this verse recently. I've read it before, but what I remembered most about it was that the Lord has a good grip on me. I love that. He holds me tight like a mother holds her child's hand crossing the street. God's got me. I hadn't focused much on the I will help you part, but the day I read it, that stood out to me big time. I will help you. God is always there, waiting and wanting to help us, but for the very same reasons that we choose to do things on our own in our day-to-day life and not ask for help, we end up not looking to God for the help we truly need. Pride says, God, I don't need you. Control says, God, I want it my way, not yours. Fear says, God, I've been hurt before, so I don't believe you to be trustworthy. Remember when Peter stepped out of the boat to walk on the water toward Jesus? When his focus shifted from Jesus to the wind and the waves is when he began to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him in his grip. Ask for help. Jesus is mighty to save. That's the truth. Don't allow pride, control, and fear to keep you from asking for help. God moves through his people as we serve and love one another. We need each other. And if you don't know Jesus, cry out like Peter. He's right there waiting for you to take hold of his hand. I'm Lori Klein.